Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Lifted, where look, we are all about encouraging you that you might fulfill the unique call that God has placed on your life. Is because, listen, we understand that every last one of us is called. We're called to be impactful. We're called to be influential. We're called to be difference makers. And every time that we get together here and be lifted, we're just trying to lift you that you might live today better than yesterday, and that today might bring you hope for your tomorrow. So look, let's go ahead and get into what our topic is for today, which is entitled Alignment. Think of a car. The only way that a car drives straight is that you have to have it properly aligned. And even in our lives, we need to make sure that we are properly aligned with the Lord. So in Psalm 37:5, it says this: commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Listen, my beloved Be Lifted brothers and sisters, my Be Lifted peeps, so often we walk through life without any level of clarity on where we are headed. And so we set out without a clear course of what our trajectory is, what our destination is. We don't even have an itinerary. We just know that we're in this journey, we're in this car, we're in whatever, and we're moving forward. And we rarely, if ever, find ourselves in the places we want to be, especially sometimes if we're honest with ourselves and we look at our life as a disciple of the Lord, our life as a kingdom ambassador, our life as a child of God. Because listen, that to be the Lord's disciple, to be his ambassador, to be a strong witness, to fulfill a purpose, a life of discipleship, ambassadorship, purpose, influence, and impact requires true intentionality and clarity of vision. You and I will not stumble our way towards holiness, righteousness, influence, being impactful, or fall into a lifetime of mature discipleship. It just doesn't happen. Like, it doesn't happen overnight. There are certain disciplines that we have to commit ourselves to if we're going to be effective, if we're going to be impactful, if we're going to be influential, if we're going to really be the kingdom ambassadors and disciples that bring God glory in every single aspect of our life. Now, while we are always led and empowered by the grace of God and Holy Spirit, we must still pursue the Lord in intentional and deliberate ways. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this question. Do you have a plan for spiritual growth? Do you really have set times to where you spend time and study? Do you have dedicated moments to where you pray? Are you committed to a ministry? Not just that you listen to and get the word from, but also that you can participate and serve in, that allows you to engage people so that the people, even the ones that are hard to deal with, can help to mature you in your faith and present opportunities for your faith to be exercised. Because that's part of the reason why we need to be involved in local ministry and local church. It's not just about, I just got to get a word. Some of it is so that I can deal with people who are growing in God just like me. And some of those people are even adjutants that I can see where I have grown and even where I need to grow in faith. I just helped somebody right there. I felt your shout even through this podcast. That's right. But so do you have a plan for your spiritual growth? Because if not, it's just going to continue to ebb and flow, and you'll have moments where you're up, moments where you're down. But even though you can have up and down moments in your day, your spirituality and your faith should be unwavering. Woo! Help me in here, somebody. So look, as you take the time to look at and examine your life in the current season that you find yourself in, do you have a vision of where you'd like to be next year, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? And what are you doing to make sure that you get there in faith and by faith? As it says in Proverbs, where there is no vision, the people perish. And that's Proverbs 29:18 for those who may be taking notes. An essential part of a robust and vibrant spiritual life is a clear plan for growth and maturity. Let me say it again. An essential part of a robust and vibrant spiritual life is a clear plan for growth and maturity. Mm-hmm. Our life may be filled to the brim with a steady flow of commitments and distractions, clouding our discernment and cluttering our vision, making it harder and harder to see a faithful way forward. So I encourage us to resist the urge to rush ahead and add something to an already overcommitted life. Sometimes the reason that we're not growing is because we have entirely too much stuff that we have committed ourselves to that God did not even put on our plate. Because even things that can seem and are good and godly things may not be the good and godly thing for me. Woo-wee! Maybe with my church, I'm not supposed to be involved in five ministries. Maybe I'm just supposed to be involved in one. Maybe on my job, I'm not supposed to stay excessive hours. Come on in here. Maybe I'm not supposed to be the counselor for all of my friends. Maybe I'm just supposed to be the counselor for one of my friends. Sometimes we take on more than what we're supposed to. It's good stuff, but it's not good for us. So instead, let's push the pause button and reassess our priorities and how we use our time and what we use our time on. Because the greatest resources that we have are our time, our talents, and our treasures. And we need to make sure that we allow God to appropriate them where they can be used best in service. So our use of time is a remarkable indicator of what we love and where we are headed. Because watch this. Whatever you love, you give your time to. The things that are, have the greatest priority in our life, we give our time to. If you want to know what is important to somebody, see what they spend their time doing. I'll give you a prime example. For me, I love God, so I spend a lot of time in prayer. I spend a lot of time in study. I spend a lot of time at church. I spend a lot of time in fellowship with God's people. I spend a lot of time at different conferences and workshops that allow me to be surrounded with the people of God because I love God. So you see that as a priority of my life. I also, for those who know me, know that I love sports, especially football. So you know, during the fall season, you know where you can catch me on a Friday night. You can catch me at a high school football game watching my son. You can find me on also a Thursday night watching my other son play football. You can find me on a Saturday rooting on my favorite teams, and of course, on a Sunday after church, because I love the Lord, you can find me rooting on my Philadelphia Eagles. Why? Because love causes me to allot my time based on the things that I love. Things that I don't love, I don't give a whole lot of time to. And it's the same for you, and that's how you can tell. If somebody says they love you and they're not spending time with you, guess what? They don't love you. My. Because guess what? When we love somebody, guess what we do? We go and marry them. Why? Because we want to spend all of our time with that individual. But anyway, that's another topic for a whole nother day. So we as humans have an incredible capacity to say one thing and do another. For example, I can say I love reading books in the evening. However, if I look at my actual week and 5 out of 7 evenings are spent watching television, playing video games, gossiping on the phone or doing something else, surfing the internet. A truer statement is, I love watching Netflix. I love Disney Plus. I love Hulu. Can I get a witness? So before putting too much trust in where we say we are going, reflect upon how you spend your days and see where you are actually headed in life. Mm-hmm. So, another thing, when we look at this thing of alignment, we have to commit our way to the Lord. And to commit our way to the Lord is to build our life upon the values that are His and the values of His kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. I need to find out what's important to the one that I serve, and I can be aligned properly. It is to bring my time, my talent, and treasure into full alignment with His will and purpose. And as the psalmist reminds us, committing our way to the Lord is an act of trust. We believe that He will meet us and guide us into a full and flourishing life lived with Him. So trust today that life with God is the greatest thing we could ever give ourselves to. And therefore, Let's run after him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, using our time, talents, and treasure, and be fully aligned with his will. You've just been lifted. Now go and continue to be great. And until we get together again, abundant grace, peace, and love to each and every one of you. If this has been a blessing to you, take the time to share with somebody else that they might be lifted too.